Arrow. Oh, man. This one. I think I'm behind.
The emotional roller coaster that is Arrow.
I think I'm behind on Arrow. Let's see. So where did they leave off?
They had just gotten William back and taken away Damian Dark's powers. Vixen got involved.
Vixen. Okay.
Yeah. Now, Vixen has been around for a minute because they introduced her in the comic books. Because they had a series of comic books that went hand-in-hand with Arrow. So, Oliver already knew Mari. And he called her in to track William. So, you know, she used her animal senses and she could smell his stuff and then track him to certain places. Then come to find out... I mean, they hinted at this in the beginning of the season. That Damian Dark had a totem just like Vixen. That's where he draws his power from. They ended up smashing that. Damian Dark lost the source of his power. So, that threat is... quote, quote, neutralized.
Okay.
But at the end of all that, Felicity and Oliver,
they're starting to get, you know what? They remind, and you probably, I'm sure you didn't watch the show, but they remind me of Meredith and I hate to call him McDreamy, I can't think of his name, but it was on Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
And, it's always like, they get together, then they break up, then they get together.
And then break up.
It's like, come on, get with it. Like, quit being so freaking sensitive.
And the thing was, they were engaged, and she got mad at him. Like, you're supposed to include, secrecy is not supposed to be in marriage and things like that. And I was like, you just said you understood he couldn't tell you about his son. And then you say, oh, you didn't involve me. So why are you complaining? If you really love him, you should understand. Okay, this shouldn't even be an issue.
You know, all emotional.
Yeah, just sensitive
for no reason. And, you know, I get it. Maybe, you know.
I don't get it. If you get it, I don't get it.
I can almost get it. Or I can see how she could be upset because he has a kid and you probably wanted to have a kid and be the only one that has a kid, blah, 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 blah. But... you know, at the same time...
she's just being petty.
She was petty when she slept with old boy.
Yeah. Like, I think that's what kind of ruined it for me. I was like, okay, I like, you know, the dynamic Felicity and Oliver got. And as soon as they slept together, I was like, you just ruined it for me. Exactly. I was like, Felicity didn't need anybody. Oliver didn't need anybody. Mm-hmm. He was great working by himself as Arrow. She was there at his side helping him. Had Lila, Diggle... Roy, he had all the help he needed. And I was like, as soon as you get him romantically involved, you're about to rip his heart out again, and then he's going to start slacking.
Yeah, Oliver running through. He done ran through the whole crew, hadn't
exactly.
He's some lucky
him
pimp.
Him, Roy, and Diggle.
Yep, Roy, he's like, some lucky pimp. Yeah, so,
man, Thea was in there dying at you, and he was like, I love you, Thea. And Thea was like, I love you, too. But I was like, you queens got too high of a body count.
For real.
I mean... he had, who did Oliver have? He had Felicity, Laurel, Sarah, that Rebecca woman, a Huntress, what is it, the girl from the island, Shadow, yeah. That's six. I was like, that's
six. You got bodies, man.
How that song go? Let the bodies hit the floor.
He got bodies on,
yeah.
Even bodies on the field.
Man.
So we're in season four of Arrow. Which is kind of crazy. I don't know what's been on. I really didn't know what's been on that long.
Yeah.
Which I had a lot of issues with this show in the beginning. I still have issues. I think the choreography sucks. I think the acting is terrible. But, you know, it's one of those shows that you watch in spite of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And even as glaringly bad as they are, I think just because... you know, as a guy that grew up reading comics, it's kind of fun to have something like this on television. And for me, having a kid is, you know, fun to actually sit down and watch it with your kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's cool. What do you think about the storyline, though? This whole Damian Dark storyline? Because I'm not familiar with Arrow like that. I didn't really read it.
So Damian Dark, it's another comic book villain. He's not even really one of Green Arrow's villains. He's like... one of the Teen Titan villains. He's something similar to Brother Blood. A lot of mystical energy and power hungry, all that stuff. But Damian Dark has seemed to be the most overpowered person in the series so far. I mean, this man up here using the Force and choking people. I was like, y'all fighting Jedis now? Y'all fighting Sith? I was like, man, you gonna need the whole squad, man. And then, you know, he was like draining people of their life force and things like that. And the thing that really threw me off was he had a family. Yeah. And they were cool with what he was doing.
I was like, wouldn't you be? You just wave your hand and you just start whooping them and choking them.
Exactly. Like, yeah, Dad, you're right. Let me go to my room because I got to learn.
I think that was the thing about him that kind of threw off a little bit for me is that we all know Barry don't have any powers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here's this guy, this mythical character who basically is like a low-grade Darth Vader, you know, on the show.
Darth Vader's retarded cousin.
Ever. Yeah. So I'm thinking, like, how are you going to beat this guy if you have no powers? You know, and that was the thing.
Somebody with powers.
I'm like, so how is that going to work out? So that was one of the things that kept me interested in the show because, mm-hmm. you know, I wanted to see how this was going to play out.
Yeah. The thing that had me concerned, even from the first episode of this season, was the funeral scene. Like, who is going to die? I did my research. I had to check on my favorites first. Found out that Felicity's not going to die. Diggle's not going to die. Laurel's not going to die. Thea's not going to die. Sarah, Nessa, pretty much the whole core team won't kick the bucket. But somebody important is supposed to. And Captain Lance isn't going to die either. I thought it was going to be him for the longest, but it's not. So it has to be somebody of significance. Maybe like Felicity's mom or... who else could bite the bullet? Hopefully not Roy.
I mean, he can die.
I like Roy. Roy is... He's
cool.
We ain't gonna talk about his blackface debacle, but so we gonna move.
But they did write him off the show slightly.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see him dying to just go ahead and totally get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was a little bitchy, too.
Yeah.
You know, with this whole, you know, I'm going to go off and I'm going to leave you, Thea, and all this other stuff. Like, all this romantic drama.
It's the CW. People lie, cheat, and sleep with each other. That's how it works.
I guess. I find it a tad bit irritating, but whatever.
It's the Vampire Diaries with action. That's what it is.
So, but I guess the last thing for me, who is Diggle actually in the comics?
Yes. But he doesn't go by the name Diggle. It goes by a different name. I can't tell you because I have to look deeper into it. But,
Because, you know, he has this mask on, this Dr. Fate, Iron Man-ish-like mask.
He goes by the code name Spartan.
Is that his code name on the show?
Yeah, Spartan.
I've never heard them say that.
They say it all the time.
Really?
Yeah, you just got to listen.
Oh, because I've always, and I was living like, man, what? Who is he?
He's Spartan. They call him the Spartan. Felicity Smoke is actually a comic book character. She is actually the aunt of Kid Flash.
That's interesting.
Which is why I'm sitting here like, yes, they're supposed to break up. Because we all know what the end game is. We all read comic books. We've all watched Justice League. Green Arrow is supposed to end up with Black Canary. That's just how it is. That's how it's always been. Laurel and Oliver, that's the end game, period. What happens with Felicity, I don't know. Personally, I don't think she needs a romantic interest. I like her as the operator of everything. Whether Oliver has a romantic interest or not, he's still going to be good. Mm-hmm. Lila and Diggle, I support that because they're objective. You know, they don't get into feelings. They're like, okay, let's get the mission done. And then have little tidbits of him with his family, mm-hmm. and then move on. Thea and Roy, I'm okay with that too, because Thea's not Thea from all the other seasons. She's actually fighting. She's not crying like, oh, you lied to me. Like, yeah. That's to keep you alive. I'm okay with that. Roy needs to come back full time. I'm sorry, because if Thea gets hurt or killed, Oliver is just going to lose it. He's going to blame himself. If something happens to Roy, Oliver will be kind of butthurt about it, but he'll be able to move on, you know what I mean? Because he won't have those family ties. He won't be alone. Malcolm Merlyn, he's gonna come back with something. He's gonna come back with something. He's gonna get that hand back.
I couldn't believe it. I thought it was some kind of trick.
No, it wasn't a trick.
Because, you know, Oliver always seems to have these type of game plans, and he's figured it all out how he's gonna make it work. Nah, he chopped this shit off real
0 to 100 real quick.
That's my boy, man. His like I love the way his character developed in the first season from just this regular old rich guy to like this menace
to Oliver's equal.
Yeah, and he was just snapping on people, and he had some great scenes and great monologues in the first season when he was yelling and snapping on people.
Oh yeah,
like Angry Merlin is the best. I don't, you know, I just love it when he goes full rage on people.
Mm-hmm. When he goes ham.
Yeah, when he does that, I'm like, that's it. And okay. And to be perfectly honest, he was the one that kind of kept me around because I love seeing those moments from him. You know, and he's a badass, and he's always a step ahead too.
Oh yeah, like three moves ahead.
Yep. So he
will never blindside Malcolm Merlin.
Mm-hmm. So. All right, so that's where they're at. So they're off. They'll be back on the 22nd, and then we'll pick up. Let's see. Where are we now? We I think halfway. So there's 23 episodes. They stopped on episode 16.
Mm-hmm.
So episode 17, as of the recording of this, is 6 days away. So, wow. So we'll see. So how long do you think this show will last?
10 seasons. It is the most successful show on the CW right now, next to Supernatural. Supernatural's been around for, what, 10
years? That's my show, man. I love Supernatural. And I thought it was so lame when it first came on, man, and I thought it wouldn't last.
I thought it wouldn't last either, and then I looked up, and I was like, season.
But the stories were kind of weak in the beginning. It was like these fairy tales, it seemed.
Yeah.
But you had to continue to watch it, and allow them to get into, like, the real story. Because they always have, like, this real story that carries throughout the whole season. And they have these little one-offs here and there to kind of break it up.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's how the CW works.
Yeah, and I thought the stories, the real stories, were the ones that were really interesting. And I just started. And I even stopped watching it for a while. Then I started to watch the season. I was like, yo, this is, like, really good. And it was really dark and serious. And they didn't. You know, they were light at times. They would have these little funny episodes. Yeah. So they didn't want to take themselves too serious, but they were really dark. They were killing people left and right. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The reason I know Jensen Ackles from Supernatural was he did the voice of Red Hood in Under the Red Hood.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it took me a minute. I had to watch the movie again. I had to listen real close. And I was like, that's Jensen Ackles.
Wow, that's
that guy
cool.
from Supernatural. But honestly, I think Arrow will be around for quite some time. Even if they, you know, age Oliver Queen. If you saw Legends of Tomorrow last week, Connor Hawke, I would love to see a spinoff with Connor Hawke. I think he would be a great character. Because the way they have it in Legends of Tomorrow is Connor Hawke is John Diggle Jr. He's Diggle's son from the future. But
another one with daddy issues.
Exactly. I watched my dad die. Someone needed to be Green Arrow when you weren't around. Yeah. Handicapped. How can you handle a bow with one hand? Anyway. I was like, and Oliver ain't even left-handed. He right-handed. So I see why he was in the dark. But Connor Hawke in the comic books is Oliver Queen's illegitimate son. Basically, William is supposed to be Connor Hawke.
Oh.
But they wrote him as William. And I was like, and my dad came to me and he was like, who the hell is William? I was like, a nobody. Somebody they just wrote in there to fill in gaps.
That's
to make you watch.
But the Connor Hawke or DC Legends of Tomorrow, all those are futures that may or may not
happen.
So William could turn out to be that guy.
I hope so.
But they would have to really fast forward the show to get to that point.
Even if he was, like, a teenager. Because the thing was, Connor Hawke was trained by Shadow in the League of Assassins. Connor Hawke is Shadow and Oliver Queen's son. Shadow's dead in Arrow. William is moving to God knows where. Oliver is sending him Skypes. If it happens, yeah, you're right. They're going to have to fast forward quite a bit.
What about Flash? How long do you think that'll last?
It'll be around the same length as Arrow. Because both those shows go hand in hand because of that continuity. it's going to be around for quite a while. And then Flash is doing a crossover with Supergirl. That's going to be a huge rating spike.
Well, I think they do a good job of crossing over.
They do much better. I mean, CW was in talks with ABC or CBS, whatever station they're on, to get that Supergirl property. And I was like, that would be great. I mean, if you start rolling over some of these heroes to television, who knows? You could turn it into a movie franchise, which still irks me to this day. You got Batman versus Superman coming out. Then you got the eventual Justice League movie coming out. Then you got Green Lantern Corps coming out. Why not take Oliver Queen, Flash, Supergirl? You've already got them established. Mm-hmm. Just roll them over to the screen. Why would you dip out somewhere else where you already have a successful franchise? And then after the movie, they go right back to TV and ratings spike up.